We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, eco-friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asparabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoved Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Arhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undarhan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dharamgarh Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Mandalgarh City, Channel 12 on Horl Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongsha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Poti City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township in Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 93 million euros to Mauritius to support sustainable development. In environmental news, a Japanese family-operated business produces green cars. In animal news, a service dog saves an American man from a house fire. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April the 14th, Indian philosopher Swami Ramdas was born in Hosdruk, Kerala, India in 1884. Often referred to as Papa Ramdas or Papa, he renounced his worldly possessions at a young age and devoted himself to God. He said, "Love of God means love of all beings, because God is all, and all is in God." Swami Ramdas traveled throughout India, sharing the message of religious unity and the wondrousness of God. He assisted in establishing Anandashram in Kerala as a place for spiritual regeneration and growth with the ideal, universal love and service based on the vision of divinity in all. It is open to everyone, regardless of age, denomination, creed, or caste. May exalted individuals such as Swami Ramdas continue to bring heavenly illumination to this earthly plane.
Hawaiian news. Glacier collapse causes tsunami wave in Peru. A 2 million cubic meter ice mass that broke off a glacier and fell into a lake in the Ancash region of Peru, 385 kilometers north of Lima, unleashed a wave 23 meters high that breached the lake's levees and initially swept away six individuals. Five were later rescued, with a search continuing for the sixth, as the downstream Hualcan River also overflowed from the glacier's collapse. Around 50 people were injured, while a water processing plant that served 60,000 people was destroyed, along with 20 homes.
Ancash Governor Cesar Alvarez linked the disaster to global warming as he stated that a third of the glaciers in the Peruvian Andes have disappeared over the past 30 years. Meanwhile, an emergency state has been declared for the affected area, with tents and food being provided for evacuations to ensure public safety, as officials continue to monitor the impacted lake and other nearby water bodies. Our sincere appreciation, Governor Alvarez, regional officials, and others who are assisting the affected Peruvian people. It saddens us to know of these climate-related devastations, and we pray that all unite in protecting our planet through sustainable lifestyles and kindness to our fellow co-inhabitants.
Hailstorm destroys crops in Bhutan. Recent intense hailstorms have battered four villages in Pugli of Bhutan's Samsa district, affecting more than 60 households. Nearly 1,000 acres of maize fields, mandarin saplings, and cardamom spice were destroyed, in addition to several hundred iron roofs. An official stated that the severity of the damage may require that the crops be entirely replanted. Meanwhile, additional damage assessment is being conducted to address the needs in other villages. Bhutanese officials, we are thankful for your initiatives to ensure the welfare of the storm afflicted. May Buddha bless the people of Bhutan with a smooth restoration of regularity as such harsh weather is alleviated through our gentler regard of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
France aids children in Ethiopia. Following a €500,000 donation made in August 2009, the government of France is now contributing another €400,000 in support of programs implemented by the Ethiopian Ministry of Health in partnership with the United Nations International Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and the UN World Food Program to boost children's health. The funds are intended to benefit 260,000 malnourished children in Ethiopia's Somali region, as well as Oromia, Amhara, Tigray, and the Southern Nations Nationalities and Peoples region. Commending the nation's efforts, UNICEF representative to Ethiopia, Ted Chaibon, said, "The government of Ethiopia is implementing a successful nutrition program at the village and household level, which is resulting in historic wins for child survival." Heaven's blessings, France, for your warm-hearted generosity in bolstering the health of Ethiopia's precious youth. May their lives and those of all children be graced with abundant vitality, love, and laughter.
Boao Forum for Asia Conference renews regional solidarity. Held on the Boao Island of Dongyu in China's Henan Province, this year's Boao Forum was themed Green Recovery, Asia's Realistic Choice for Sustainable Growth. The three-day conference of the non-governmental forum, which concluded Sunday, April 11th, was attended by some 2,000 dignitaries, businesspersons, and academics from around the world, with dialogue focused on international economic issues as well as support for Asian countries in achieving their expansion goals. Xi Jinping, Vice Chairman of the People's Republic of China, highlighted a need for Asia to seek more sustainable eco-development in accordance with global trends. Our congratulations, Your Excellency, all participants and organizers for your constructive and fruitful forum. Wishing your continued work together ever greater unity in striving to benefit lives and the planet at the same time.
You know, I've never really had to exercise before, and I think partly because of being vegetarian. So.
Pamela Anderson creates a vegan first at Millions of Milkshakes. On Friday, April 9th, vegetarian actress and animal rights advocate Pamela Anderson was greeted by a crowd of admirers and media when she stopped by the West Hollywood hotspot Millions of Milkshakes in California, USA. In partnership with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Pamela Anderson blended the locale's premier vegan and very delicious shake.
I just think it's really important to eat the healthiest you can if you know what's healthiest for you. It's obviously a non-animal diet, so we're here to launch a vegan milkshake, so you can even have milkshakes and feel good.
The new dairy-free vanilla soft-serve ice cream with pineapple, coconut, and banana was named Pamela Anderson in her honor. In addition to members of PETA and her many fans, Hollywood actor and vegetarian Corey Feldman was also in attendance to support the debut of this healthy and animal-friendly treat.
Well, I'm a big supporter of PETA, and when I heard they were doing something with Pam, I love Pam and I love PETA, so there you go. I love animals.
There are a lot of people out there who have a great concern for animals and what cows go through to get the milk from them and don't want to have anything to do with the cruelties of the dairy industry. You know, animal products are linked to heart disease and diabetes. For kids, it's, you know, early onset diabetes in addition to allergies of all kinds. And so it's really nice that these folks are allowing customers to have this kind of a choice.
The busy celebrity, who is also a contestant on the popular American television show Dancing with the Stars, spoke on how the vegan diet has helped her in the competition.
Do you think that helps keep your energy up, the vegan diet?
I think so. I am unstoppable, and I'm getting better and better shape and lots of energy, and I'm loving it.
Hats off and our thanks, Pamela Anderson, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, and Millions of Milkshakes for bringing this new and exciting vegan option for customers to enjoy. Wishing more and more people discover the scrumptious and wholesome delights of the animal and dairy-free lifestyle.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
I'm Pamela Anderson. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be vegan, go green, save the planet.
Hualien, Formosa, or Taiwan welcomes its first Loving Hut. The new Loving Hut City home branch was recently launched in eastern Formosa's scenic Hualien City. It is part of the ever-growing family of vegan Loving Hut international restaurants established through Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of providing the public with easily accessible, nutritious, affordable, and appetizing cruelty-free meals. Located in a popular area for tourists from Formosa and abroad, this locale offers free Wi-Fi and is equipped with television sets that allow guests to watch Supreme Master Television. Thus, many customers frequent Loving Hut both for the satisfying dining experience and the ambiance.
Visitors also compliment the aesthetically pleasing menu, which includes an exquisite array of healthy Eastern and Western style dishes. Bravo, Loving Hut, on your successful opening in Hualien, Formosa. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast encouragement in helping the public enjoy the multifold delights of plant-based cuisine. May we soon herald a harmonious world, one scrumptious vegan meal at a time.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Toads predict earthquakes several days in advance. In analyzing data from her studies of toads that resided about 74 kilometers from the epicenter of Italy's 2009 L'Aquila earthquake, British biologist Dr. Rachel Grant found that 96% of the male frogs had disappeared about 5 days before the devastating temblor. Within 3 days of the quake, all couples had also left the site. Further study revealed that this behavior coincided with changes in the ionosphere, which is the uppermost layer of the Earth's atmosphere, which also sometimes correspond with the release of radon gas before a quake. Dr. Grant stated, our findings suggest that toads are able to detect pre-seismic cues, such as the release of gases and charged particles, and use these as a form of earthquake early warning system. Our appreciation, Dr. Grant, for bringing to light the amazing intelligence of the toads. May these and all such divinely created co-inhabitants be ever respected and loved.
Save our planet. Glacier National Park loses two more named glaciers. Ecologist Dr. Dan Fagry with the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, has reported that two of the ice caps in Montana's Glacier National Park, Mitchwabin and Shepherd, have shrunk below the threshold that would qualify them as glaciers. Thus, the park, which once totaled 150 glaciers, including 37 with names, has now been reduced to 25.
Dr. Fagry also said that these remaining ice caps may well be gone by 2020. He explained, when we're measuring glacier margins, by the time we go home, the glacier is already smaller than what we've measured. Meanwhile, a new report by the Rocky Mountain Climate Organization and Natural Resources Defense Council confirmed that the average temperature at Glacier National Park has been rising twice as fast as the planet as a whole, with the shrinking glaciers also limiting water in streams, while raising the risk for forest fires as well as irreversible harm to wildlife ecosystems.
Our thanks, Dr. Fagry, U.S. Geological Survey, Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, and Natural Resources Defense Council for these observations, despite their disturbing forecast. May our more caring planetary stewardship speed us toward a renewal of these and other delicate ecosystems.
As mentioned on previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke again during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, on the most urgently needed action to stop the global phenomenon of glacier melt.
Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear, or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. In the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. So to solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do. Right? Yes, be vegan.
Save our planet. An unseasonal heatwave causes Indian states such as Orissa, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, and West Bengal to reach record temperatures as high as 45 degrees Celsius, with the oppressive heat being linked to the loss of at least 35 lives.
Save Our Planet. A report in the U.S.-based New England Journal of Medicine warns that a 2 to 3 degrees Celsius global average temperature rise will also increase the incidence of malaria as well as disease from contaminated water.
Save Our Planet. The government of Tokyo, Japan signs an agreement with US-based company Better Place to create the world's first pilot test of an automated battery swap network to swiftly replenish electric vehicles.
Save Our Planet, featuring a 200-kilometer driving range and a chassis that weighs half that of similar-sized vehicles, Finland's prototype all-electric Raceabout can also recharge its lithium-ion battery in just 10 minutes.
And this is Laguna.
Hi, everyone. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life, and we're both vegan.
Would you like to hear a tip for a healthy diet?
You might want to try the nutritious grain, amaranth.
It is an ancient crop that originated in the Americas and is now grown in several parts of the world. It is an excellent source of all amino acids and is rich in calcium and magnesium. Amaranth, as gluten-free flour, can be combined with other ingredients to make breads, muffins, cookies, and other yummy vegan foods. Or you can cook the grain to make a tasty breakfast cereal. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates 93 million euros to Mauritius. The funds to be allocated during 2010 and 2011 fiscal years will be used to support the island's 10-year economic and social improvement program. This plan has been in effect since 2006. In addition, areas such as improving availability of education and vocational training will be enhanced. Our heartfelt thankfulness, European Union, and God bless your generosity. May the vibrant citizens of Mauritius flourish evermore in a kind and long-lasting world.
In environmental news, a Japanese family-operated business produces eco-friendly cars. Takeoka Jidosha Kogei builds electric mini cars, with 12 mechanics working to hand-create each model. The company offers 1- to 4-seater vehicles. The smallest is made with an additional space for an animal companion, as requested by customers. Running on a lithium-ion battery, which can be charged from wall sockets, the latest version has a top speed of 60 kilometers per hour. It can drive as far as 70 kilometers when fully charged. Kudos, Mr. Takeoka Jidosha Kogei and company, on your carefully crafted green cars. May more people enjoy the fun of sustainable living, starting with the low-emissions vegan diet and other earth-friendly practices. Up next on Noteworthy News, Gracie, a smart canine, wakes her caregiver in time to escape a fire. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. More high-thinking news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comfortable news for a relaxing world. In animal news, a loyal service dog saves a man from a house fire. Gracie, a beautiful canine, alerted Mr. Jake Vernon of Spokane, Washington, USA, of a fire in his house. Mr. Vernon said, "If it wasn't for my dog pulling on my snuggie and barking, I don't think I'd have made it out the house." Mr. Vernon, who is recovering from leg injuries, was able to get into his wheelchair and exit the burning house with Gracie. Fire crews soon arrived and put out the fire. Bravo, intelligent and heroic Gracie! We are so happy to hear that you and your loving caregiver, Mr. Jake Vernon, are fine. May the two of you have many safe and joyful times together. Supreme Master Ching Hai is awarding Gracie with a Shining World Hero Award for her bravery and $200 for veg treats.
Please join us for a joke told in Nepalese, entitled The Trial.
एउटा अदालतमा एकजना पाकेटमारलाई पूर्वपक्षको लागि पेश गरिएको थियो र उसले आफ्नो बयान दिँदै थियो महिलाले भन्छिन् हो यो त्यही व्यक्ति हो मैले उसलाई राम्रोसँग देखेकी थिएँ मैले उसको अनुहार जहाँसुकै देखे पनि चिन्न सक्छु त्यति भन्न नपाउँदै अभियुक्त खूब जोडले हाँस्यो। श्रीमतीज्यू, तपाईँले मेरो अनुहार देख्नै सक्नुहुन्न, मैले त मुकुन्डो लगाएको थिएँ।
And now for our viewers' heartline on Dr. James Hansen, leader of climate change science for wise action.
He is really a genuine leader and a hero in the fight for truth on anti-global warming. Adam from Australia.
Genuine Adam, thank you for your note. Dr. James Hansen has indeed made public so much vital information of our planetary crisis due to global warming. We pray that all individuals heed his and other eminent scientists' urgent plea and take immediate action by adopting the earth-saving plant-based diet. Heaven's blessings to you and your caring Australian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial harmonies bring delight and inspiration to your everyday.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As a protective measure, UN peacekeepers and other relief groups are helping relocate approximately 7,500 Haitian residents to areas safe from floods while also providing healthcare, food and children's services.
During a meeting with Germany's ambassador in Cairo, Michael Brock, Egypt's Minister of Trade and Industry, Rashid Mohammed Rashid, affirms his country's willingness to increase cooperation with Germany in all fields.
French Industry Minister Christian Estrosi places the foundation stone for a new industrial park in Bethlehem, Palestine, and donates 10 million euros to fund the project's water, electricity, and roads.
U.S. researchers reveal that women who walk regularly reduce their risk of stroke by at least 30%, with those who walk at a faster pace lowering the risk by 37%.
Somalia's President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed welcomes Yemeni Ambassador Ahmed Humayid Omar for talks of bilateral relations, and the Somali leader conveys appreciation for Yemen's efforts to foster peace in his country.
Thanks to an implanted microchip with identification information, the Skillen family in Scotland, UK, is joyfully reunited with feline companion Safi 6 years after her disappearance.
Firefighters arriving on the scene of a recreational vehicle or RV fire in Washington, USA, credit an anonymous passerby for bringing out a man from inside the burning RV to receive life-saving medical care.
During an interview with Australia-based publication Confidential, British-born vegan actress Emily Barclay describes the inhumane conditions endured by farmed pigs and encourages the public toward more compassionate food choices.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping and Mongolian Prime Minister Sukhbatarin Batbol discuss increasing bilateral cooperation in areas such as economy, energy and infrastructure.
To ensure fellow citizens' safety, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announces incentives for several million residents to move from Tehran, a city built over fault lines that experts say could bring disastrous quakes to the region. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.